The war in Iran grinds on, now 3 weeks in, with still no end in sight. President Donald Trump Friday rejected the idea of a ceasefire. He spoke to reporters outside the White House before a trip to Florida.
I don't want to do a ceasefire. You know, you don't do a ceasefire when you're literally obliterating the other side. They don't have a navy. They don't have an air force. They don't have any equipment. They don't have any spotters. They don't have anti-aircraft. They don't have radar. And their leaders have all been killed. At every level, we're not looking to do that.
Earlier in the day, Trump turned to the issue of Iran at an unrelated White House ceremony where he described the state of negotiations.
Their leaders are all gone. The next set of leaders are all gone. And the next set of leaders are mostly gone. And now nobody wants to be a leader over there anymore. We're having a hard time. We want to talk to them, and there's nobody to talk to. We have nobody to talk to. And you know what? We like it that way.
Meanwhile, the U.S. is escalating, deploying 3 more warships to the region, along with another 2,500 Marines. 2 defense officials have told Associated Press that the U.S. has shifted a sizable number of air defense missiles from Europe to the Middle East, raising concerns about gaps in Europe's air defenses against Russia. The Pentagon is asking Congress for an additional $200 billion to fund the war, but Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer blasted that in floor remarks Friday.
And this week, the administration was floating a funding request of more than $200 billion, $200 billion to finance this open-ended war. No way. That will never happen. It's a preposterous and dangerous risk. We should never accept giving Donald Trump a blank check to wage war in Iran in perpetuity.
As the war continues, United Nations economists are warning that damage in the region has caused economic losses of $63 billion in the first 2 weeks. If the war continues for a month, that could reach up to $150 billion. The UN's World Food Program is scaling up support for refugees in Iran, and it says the escalating crisis could trigger a major global food security shock. UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk says the human cost of this reckless war is alarming. And the shockwaves are rippling across the Asia-Pacific region, disrupting supply chains and fuel supplies for some of the most vulnerable economies in the region. Sri Lanka has gone to 4-day school weeks, and Pakistan has closed schools until the end of the month. Flight cancellations have hit Nepal's spring tourism season, while thousands of migrant workers are stranded there. And Iran's strikes on energy infrastructure and U.S. military bases located in Gulf nations have raised tensions in the Gulf region even more. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian said in a statement, "We do not intend to have disputes with Muslim countries. We are not seeking conflict or war with Islamic nations. They are our brothers." But Saudi Arabia's foreign minister, Prince Faisal bin Farhan, blasted Iran's attacks. He says Iran does not believe in talking to its neighbors.
This conflict will end at some point. But I have to tell you, what little trust there was before has completely been shattered.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.